to check out a great book about the computer repair business, check out Daniel Hand's book at podnuts.com/Dan's book. That's podnuts.com/Dan's book, no apostrophe. Welcome to Podnuts Daily, episode number 327. The show for computer repair technicians to make you, sort of help you, and make you become better PC techs. And the way we do that is kind of unique and kind of cool. We always have a PC technician who owns a shop, owns a business, is an enthusiast, or is just good in the field making things happen, come on the show and share all of his ideas and tips with you guys. So let me introduce this week's tech. You may know him from about 2 months ago, we were just saying. Leif Glass from anypcservice.com. What's up, Leif?
Oh, not much. It's been an exciting couple months, I guess.
Yeah?
Since I've been on. Oh, yeah. Lots of things have happened. Yep.
Well, that's awesome.
Lots of good things. I mean, lots of good things.
I'm glad that, you know, Podnuts could help you, but I just know with, you know, just because you were on with Timster last time, and I was listening, and the way, you know, your enthusiasm and the way your mind is, and you're a smart guy,
Like,
he's going to make things happen. So,
at that point, it was, things were going quite well, and now, I mean, it's gone crazy, so that's good.
Awesome.
Things have taken off, and I've helped a lot of people in the last couple months.
Cool, man. You got to tell us some of the stuff that's been going on.
Oh, right. Well, that's not a problem. Where do you want to start?
Well, you take it away. Okay. What do you want to talk about this week?
Well, I guess I'd say last time I was on in July, I was a mobile tech. And, you know, basically I worked out of the house. But as of September 1st, I opened up my shop.
Ooh.
So I have now a proud owner of a shop / office space, whatever you want to call it. So it's a professional office, but it's right on the street. So it's got a storefront, and that's in right downtown in the city. The location and the price for the rent was unbelievable. I couldn't pass it. And it's incredible. And I started that September 1st. And so I'm it's really taken off, and I'm starting to pick up some business from some of the business customers in there. So my business program has taken off since then. But I'd say that's the biggest news. So I went from in July, really wasn't thinking about, you know, ever doing that. And then, you know, things come up down the road, and I always wanted to do it, but I didn't think it was going to happen.
You mean getting a shop?
Yeah, getting a shop. I mean, I'll tell you, even just 2 weeks in, it's a total different ball game. In my town or city, I'm in a city of 50,000, so I mean, it's a pretty big for the area. And there's only one guy that's in a different town that people, it's real close. And there's one guy that's kind of a shop, but he's in an old house, so people don't really go there. So I'm really the only brick and mortar store, as they call it, you know, somewhere to go, versus the big guys, Staples and Best Buy, which are, you know, people end up going there anyways. But
yeah.
I mean, I'm downtown, right in the middle of the city. And like I said, it's right up front. I mean, people know where it is every time I tell them, and they're excited, and it's great.
Nope.
It's a totally
different. How'd you find such a good location?
Craigslist. I'll tell you, I was cruising on Craigslist, and I keep on seeing these ads every day or every other day, you know, office for rent, office for rent. And I kept on looking at the pictures. I'm like, it's not what I picture. But I went down there, and I met with the property manager, and at first, I'm like, ooh, this room's going to be too small for my operation. And I said, well, what about, I looked around the other places. There was a couple of offices upstairs and things like that. I said, well, I don't want people, if they're going to come with the computers, to walk upstairs and whatever. So he said, let me think about it. A couple weeks later, he had some ideas, and I went back there, and he actually found a back storage room that was about 200 square feet and customizable. I could do whatever I want with it. And he threw that in on top of the other office rent.
Wow.
So he gave me a second location, a back office, that no customer will ever see. So it's my back shop for free.
Whoa.
Just so I could be. Oh, yeah. He threw it. I thought he was going to, you know, double the rent for a second office. And he didn't. He just threw it in. He said, yeah, I want you here. I think that you know what you're doing. You know what you want. And he just threw in the back office,
dude.
You know, double the space. So I doubled my space for the same amount. And with that, and it was just incredible. Like, the thing just kept calling me on Craigslist. You know, I see it every day and every other day. I'll go take a look. And it worked out great.
Dude, that's really awesome, man. It's good to have a back room. I mean, that's the way I worked my shop. I had all my desk, and I actually did work in my front room, but I put all my parts in my back room. And
right.
It actually worked out good because you could present like a nice clean office, but still have all your stuff in another room, like your stock and inventory, and put people's machines back there. And you got a good price on the rent, huh?
It's gonna blow people away what it is. Remember, it's downtown of the city, but there's four main roads at the artery. So it's like in Rotary. I don't know if you have those, but it's a main intersection with four state highways that go in together. They're just regular roads downtown, and the rent is like I said, giving us an incredible $350 a month, and that includes electricity, restrooms, trash, everything but except for internet access. And I found a tenant to split the internet access with me
Dude, you're gonna get
for
hate
four
mail. You know that.
for
You're gonna.
forty for $40 more a month. And this, like I said, the price and the location. So I'm getting this place for 390, and I'm a tenant at will, so I can leave at any time, no contract. So if it didn't work out, I could just leave.
Wow. That's
It was, like I said,
amazing.
it's amazing. It's incredible. Even if I'm still mobile, which I have been the last couple of weeks more than I've been there, because I'm still setting up things, it's still a place where I can leave my junk. I don't have to bring it home. I don't have the screaming kids running up and down behind me on the phone. Like I said, the price, and I can cover that in two jobs, three jobs,
No, it's
no
dude, that's
problem.
nothing. That's what my first shop was, but I only had one room. That's killer. That is
Oh, no.
killer. And the location sounds good.
No, yeah. I mean, if everybody I've shown on the maps and stuff, they can't believe it because it's smack dab in the middle of the city. I mean, my city doesn't have too much disposable income, but I mean, you got people coming in. I mean, there's a couple hospitals in the city, and they just opened up a new courthouse, so everybody is traveling into past me. They said 30 to 40,000 cars a day just driving right past me, and it's slow traffic because it's the middle of the artery. So,
Dude, so all the cars driving on these roads can see your shop?
oh yeah, and I just had a sign design. It'll be up on the shop at the beginning of next week. So,
Yeah, I've seen some of your pictures in the Google Plus floating around.
oh
About,
yeah, oh
yeah,
yeah.
I've been seeing
And
that.
so you knew about it. It wasn't a surprise to you.
Yeah, I knew about it, but I didn't know the whole history of it, and I didn't know you got it
Oh
for
no, no,
that price.
no. I guess I wanted to share it here, I guess.
Yeah, that's awesome.
No, you're right. I'm gonna get some hate mail from some of the
I think
people.
so, but you, I even said it, and I if you just look around and really look, things will present themselves. You got to put the effort out.
Right. Well, I mean, like I said, the first couple times I looked on the pictures and I went there the first time, and it really was. I mean, if I only had that one front room, it wouldn't work.
Right.
The guy was able to work with me, and he found a spot, and it's going to work out great.
That's
But yeah,
awesome.
you're right. You have to find around because everywhere else I was like $1,000, $1,200 a month, and I said, nah, I really can't cover that. I can't. I mean, I could cover it if I had a good, decent month. But what happens in that month that you don't have anything? They're slow, or you have other bills come through,
Right.
and this is perfect. So
Wow. Well done, man.
that's the biggest. That I guess is the biggest change in the last 2 months.
That's great. Well, you know what's going to happen, though, because you said you're still mobile. Once you get a taste of non-mobile, you're going to want to sit in your shop all day long. I know that's what happened with me. And then I couldn't wait to get somebody. That's good because you're in the shop and then you get somebody else to go do the mobile stuff. So. Oh, Leaf, I think I lost you, man. You there? Leaf. Do, 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 do. Hang on, guys.
There?
Skype is trying to get Leaf back. Are you back with us?
Yeah,
I
I'm here.
don't know what happened. I think it was a Skype choke. But
Oh, I've had that recently. Can you hear me? Can you see me?
yeah, everything's good. But
I can't
I don't
see
I
you.
don't
I can't see you though, but
That's okay. I'll come back.
All right. I don't necessarily. There you go. Sorry about that.
Yeah, I was saying, I don't know if you heard me. I said once you get a taste of non-mobile and being in the shop, you're going to want to be there all the time. But which is good because then you get somebody else to go do the mobile jobs and you got more income coming through.
Right. Well, I mean, the biggest, when I get the sign up, I'll get the foot traffic. I mean, right now, so only my clients know that I'm there, and I've had a couple of people come to meet me there and stuff like that. I'm still setting up, so I'm not too concerned about people coming. They'll come in. It'll come.
Very good. That's
So,
great news, man. Good job.
oh no, it's amazing. It's going to be a different world. I'm already starting to feel it.
Sweet. All right, well,
So
that's
I can talk
exciting.
about more. I could talk about more business things, or I could talk about some jobs. What would you like?
Little of both, whatever
All
you
right.
want.
Well, it's good. I mean, last time I didn't talk too much technical stuff, but we'll do it this time.
Okay.
So I've had some interesting jobs. I mean, not too interesting, but I had one customer come in, or that I met, and he wanted just an optimization on an HP laptop. I'm like, okay, whatever. We check, do a virus scan, and all the stuff. The regular the routine. I get it back to my shop, and it's an HP DV7. I still have it here, and this is almost a month old. And I turn it on, and it wouldn't turn on, wouldn't light up. It had the blinking lights on the caps lock and the num lock, I don't know if you've seen those data before, but what it boiled down to after an hour with on the phone with HP support, because it's not listed anywhere on the web, but I could find it, a legitimate source, what turned out to be is a system board on it. Now, not a big deal. The customer, was okay with it. I mean, he said it's a few years old and whatever. But the biggest thing is that I didn't do, and I recommend to people, this is a short story, I guess, is that when you accept the laptop, if you can, try to power it on in front of the customer. Because when he left home that morning, on his way to his office, when he left home, he was checking his email and going on the internet in that morning. And then by the time I got it to my place, it didn't power on. Now, this guy is friendly. I've known him, through a couple of business meetings, and he was okay with it. But some customers, you might have catch and say, well, you broke my machine. You broke it. You're going to end up paying for it. But he understood. He felt that, I mean, he didn't see this before, but he felt that the machine was getting old and it wasn't, was something was going to happen with it. So the biggest thing I've read a few forums lately that people are saying, with diagnostic fees and things like that, is if you can have the customer verify the status of the machine before you take it away. Even though I have all my papers, signing, if anything happens during my time of having it that I'm not responsible, I don't know how, if that means anything or not, but if I just had him powered on right there and see, oh, geez, it doesn't work, then I wouldn't, I stressed out for a while, but he said I was okay. I was able to get his data off the hard drive, and he was excited about that. But he's been busy, so he hasn't picked up the machine yet. So,
Did you replace the motherboard?
no, I didn't. I mean, I once he signs off and he said he'd give me the machine, I'll look at, replacing it and
Right.
either selling it or sell it for parts or something like that.
No,
But he wasn't interested. It was 4 years old, and
yeah. That's a good tip, man. It really is. I mean, it'll be much easier for laptops, obviously, but if you could swing it for desktops too, I guess that would be a good idea.
well, if you go to someone's house and you pick up the machine, and you can just push the button just to see if it powers on. Or, I mean, you never know. Someone might be trying to get good after you too. They might say, "Oh yeah, this machine works great," and you say, "Okay, I'll just pick it up at home." And there's a missing hard drive, and it'll accuse you of a hard drive stolen or something like that. So,
Exactly.
you never know. I mean, especially if you meet new clients, or it depends on where your customers are coming from. You know your customer base or new clients where the how they're going to be. I just picked up a couple machines just for junk at a yard sale for a couple bucks. I mean, $20 for a whole setup. And she's like, "Oh yeah, it worked great. I just used it a couple weeks ago." I'm like, "Okay." I get it back to the shop, and there's no hard drive in it. No sign. There's no sign of a hard drive being in this. She has not used that computer in 2 years
That's
or
awesome.
something.
Maybe she ran from a live CD. No, I'm just kidding. I doubt
Yeah, I
it.
doubt. But that, I mean, that's another, I guess, another thing I found is I've been hunting a few yard sales lately and passing out my card because people have old computers, and I've gotten a couple calls that way, and picked up a couple used machines just to have around. And I actually populated my front window of my shop with an old custom PC that's missing parts, and my wife put a sticker on it, says, "Oh, another work in progress." So
Right,
it's like
right.
I'm on something, but
Yeah, that's good to have all that stuff in the window. I did that too.
yeah, so that's that. But I mean, I found an old laptop for $10 this weekend, and I powered it up, and it works, and just like she said. So we'll see if I can sell that for a couple dollars. But
How
that's
old?
that. So no, it's a Pentium 2.
Ouch.
But
Okay.
I mean, someone will want it.
So
Somebody
you're
will.
right. Somebody will want it.
I mean, I turned it on, and it worked great. I mean, it was XP, even
Wow.
though it had an XP sticker on it. It wasn't made for XP. It was made for
Right.
90. But I powered it on and it worked great. No, it worked fast. I mean, it doesn't have any Wi-Fi in it, so that's probably why it worked well.
You'll
No.
never convince me that that's a nice thing to have, Leaf. A Pentium 2.
Well, that's all right.
No, everybody else would probably agree with you.
Well, some people say they won't touch anything that's a Pentium unless it's a Pentium 4. And to me, I mean, a customer's machine is a customer
Yeah,
machine.
it's true. I mean, work is work. Yeah, definitely.
Oh, I mean, that's another thing. I guess was a couple forums because I'm on LinkedIn, and I watch the forums go by and people talk about all different things, and they were talking about when to charge diagnostic fees, when
Yeah.
to go for it. And I've always been, if you're honest with the customer, I do have a $29 diagnostic fee that's waived if you do service with me. A lot of people have that. Some people don't, but I do, and I'm very flexible. I'm the boss. I'm the owner. And if I know that you're going to come back, or I know that you're an honest customer, I might not charge you. It depends on what the issue is. But like with this hard drive that went bad, and this or the laptop that went bad, when I had it, I'm going to I'm not going to charge them the $29 diagnostic fee, but I'm going to charge them for hard drive data recovery. But I mean, you got to be honest. I mean, at that point when it was dead, I had to call and say, "What do you want to do next?" And at that time, if he said, "No, I don't want to do anything with it," then I charge him the diagnostic fee. But you don't go, I guess the biggest is don't go further than what your scope of what you set. Don't say you can fix the world when you get it home and the thing's a piece of junk and you can't do anything with it. Because then you're making next
You there, Leaf?
customer.
I lost you again.
Yeah? No.
Just repeat the last about 10 seconds of what you said, and then we're
Oh,
good.
all right. Well, I mean, you set expectations to the customer, and if you can't, you're gonna look bad if you don't come through.
Yes.
So you got to be honest with them, and you got to set expectations.
Well, honesty too, that's a separate thing, is key. I mean, I really ran my business trying to be as straight up as possible. People see it, they feel it, they appreciate it, and it's just goodwill. They know what's going on. So.
So that was that one. Another thing that might be big in here that a lot of people have talked about in the past, I had a laptop come in and it was doing a Windows update. And it would boot up and the Windows update would say finishing, upgrading update 3 of 3 and would reboot. And it would do the same thing, reboot. So it was in this upgrade or update loop. I've never seen it before, right? So it was a Windows Vista machine. And it was just stuck there. And I would try everything, went to safe mode. I installed updates and reinstalled updates, service packs, and it was not going very well. And I had the downloaded the Vista boot disk with the Vista repair tool on it. I mean, some guys in here talk about all the time how it doesn't work, doesn't do anything. I put it in the laptop. It was a HP laptop. I put it in. I wasn't watching what it was doing, and I was doing some other stuff. And all of a sudden, it was starting to repair. It does an automatic repair. And the gosh darn thing worked. The thing rebooted the laptop, the update went right through, and the desktop showed up. So someone wanted me to mention on here because I went to TeamSpeak afterwards. I said, "I can't believe it. The Vista repair tool disk worked." And they said, "No way." I said, "Yeah,
That's awesome.
once." I mean, because I've always had poor. I said, "This isn't going to work. This isn't going to work." And I put it in, and magic happened. So I don't know what happened, but that was an interesting one. That was an easy one. So
It's worth a shot.
don't give up on all your tools. Someday it might work.
This is true. That's a good one.
So and then what else did I have? Something else interesting, I guess. If I have a lot of wishy-washy people to come through, I guess they say, "Well, if you didn't answer the phone, I'm just going to go to the next guy on the list." So that doesn't give you very much opportunity to get a call, but you have 2 minutes to answer your phone. If you don't answer the phone, you're done. I don't know if that's most areas around, but I mean, a lot of people are.
What do you mean when they leave a message, if you don't call them back, or if you don't pick up
I
the
mean,
phone?
no, I mean, they just, I mean, I was after the call and I said, "Well, where'd you find me?" And they said, "Oh, Google." I'm like, "Okay, great." And they said, "Well, if you didn't answer or you said you couldn't come in the next hour and a half, I would have gone on to the next
Oh,
guy."
mobile. Are you talking mobile, like coming out in an hour to their place?
Right. And
Whew, jeez.
this is a younger customer, I guess. The middle aged and the older customers aren't like that. They can wait the day or 2 days, but the other ones are instant gratification, I guess. If they said right to my face, I said, "Well, they're at a restaurant eating dinner or eating lunch, and they're just going through the things, because their web the computer at the end." I said, "Well, I can be there in 10 minutes." "Oh, we're out to eat right now. You're gonna have to wait." I'm like, "Okay." So I scheduled the time to go there. And I got there, and then I said, "Well, where'd you find?" I always ask where they found me and stuff like that, so I keep track, even though they don't remember an hour and a half before sometimes.
That's awesome.
And they said, "I found you on Google." I said, "Okay." So which was like, "Well, I'm glad you called." I was like, "Why?" She said, "Well, because I don't know the next guy down the list, and I would have called them, and I would have, So that's kind of crappy that the business is like that. But that's when you get your name out there, and people do word of mouth versus just looking you up.
Totally. No, I think quick response time is, it's not just to your area, man. I mean, I really tried to, as much as I could, pick up the phone or call them back as soon as possible, because they will. they don't know if you're ever going to call them back, so they'll go down to the next person on the list. So,
the thing with that is when you're going down the list, you don't know me versus the guy in the hole. It's their, I guess, their loss if they're just going to go to the next guy. But
right, that's what people do.
Your word of mouth. Yeah, I know. I guess it's even if you need a plumber or something like that, you need something right away. But I mean, it was they had not had internet on their computer for two. They had a virus or something on it, and that they needed it. But actually, it was the same call. It was interesting. So they had the Wi-Fi wasn't working, and they had actually the internet wasn't working. What happened was a McAfee expired and it shut down their internet or some weird thing. So I just took McAfee off. And the internet worked, and they were all excited to go back on their Facebook. That's all people want to do these days, it seems. They called me an hour later. Says, "Well, is this going to work if I bring it to my mother's house?" I said, "Well, I would have really have waited until you got to your mother's house, and I could have done it there." She gets it to her mother's house later that night, and it didn't work. The internet didn't work, and I felt real bad. And I talked to a couple of guys. Well, you didn't reuse the removal tool and all this other stuff. And I felt really bad. I'm like, okay, I'll be there first thing in the morning. I'll be there at 9 o'clock in the morning at the next location. And she was like, well, it's not going to cost me the charge again. I'm like, well, no, because I feel I didn't do a good enough job.
Right.
So I guess that's the one thing is that I didn't feel I did the job. So I went back out there as, free. I wasn't going to, at first I'm like, oh, I'm going to waste an hour, another time. Well, I wasn't too busy, but I'm like, this is a time where I could be doing something else, but it needs to get done. So
right.
I went out there and, I fixed it. It was actually because the Linksys, they had a Linksys router at the new house, and they had a Linksys router at the old house, and they had just the Linksys as the SSID. So it was conflicting because it was looking for a different MAC address or whatever. So that was an easy fix. And I turn around and she's like, this is the mother. She's like, do you work on laptops? I'm like, yeah. So that free call got me, I sold two batteries, two chargers, an operating system repair, and a data recovery.
Sweet.
All from going there pro bono, for free. And I mean, that was just incredible. I mean, that was almost triple the fee that I would have gotten from the day before.
Right.
So it just worked out. So I guess don't be greedy. I guess if you feel, I mean, I didn't know that when I was going there. Like I said, I turn around, I fix it. It's just got this laptop with this with the dog chewed through the cord and all this other stuff. And so I can get that for you. And totally. I did. And now it's a customer for life.
Totally.
So impressed. That's another thing I've noticed is a lot of these customers are impressed if you're a mobile tech. So don't give up. If you're out mobile and you think you're not doing a good job or you think that you're not getting the customers, it will come. And this is service that some people don't get in some areas because a lot of the shops in my area, at least, they still expect you, Best Buy, Staples, and the one other down the street, they expect you to bring their machines in. And the customers don't know which wire to plug in where.
Sure.
Where the power goes, where the speakers go. They don't know. So when they get crawling under the desk, they get so frustrated. So there is still an area for the mobile techs. I can tell you that because it's a service that a lot of things, don't have. So I'm not going to give up the mobile just yet, but we'll see. I know I have a feeling I'm going to have to do something.
I don't think you should give it up, but maybe you don't have to go out and do the jobs. When I had my shop, there was customers that refused after I was not mobile anymore to bring their stuff in, and I had to either just lose them as customers or I found another guy to go out. It was Mike Petro, and I sent my dad out a couple times. But there are customers that just want mobile, so I think you have to have both.
Right. No. I don't have a problem. I was just commenting to say that there is a place for it.
Yeah.
And the customers do appreciate it. So don't give up if that's what you're doing. Don't give up. I mean, I was going through a tough time 3 weeks ago and, I wasn't in my shop yet and I had zero calls except for a crazy guy that called me on a Friday morning.
Oops. Let's see if we get Leaf back again. Sorry, guys, for the dropouts. I think Skype is acting up on us. Or it might be my connection, but I just don't know. So Skype is working on it. Skype's on the case. And Leaf will be back with us. Okay, I want to take a quick minute here and talk about our sponsor. So let me ask you guys this question. Are you overwhelmed with service calls and repairs? Go from chaos to control in 30 days or less, money back guaranteed. I'm talking about our sponsors over at M Help Desk. Computer repair tracking made easy. This is what we guys as technicians want. What is M Help Desk? M Help Desk is a web-based app that helps computer technicians keep track of their service requests. But unlike other solutions, M Help Desk includes billing features like estimating and invoicing software that other solutions lack. You can access anywhere at any time. It has awesome billing and invoicing features, free iPhone, iPad, and Android app. They offer self-service client support, hassle-free daily data backups. Check out the free trial. There's no contracts to sign. There's no setup fees. There's no cancellation fees. Just go to podnuts.com/mhelpdesk. The site is very slick, very self-explanatory. They break it down. They keep it simple. There's a little video there I highly suggest you watch to show exactly what they can do for you. And it's quite awesome for us techs who need this bit of help and need a way to track our things and do the invoicing and all that good stuff that we'd probably rather not be doing. We'd probably rather be fixing computers. So go with a simple, awesome, easy solution. Again, go to podnuts.com/mhelpdesk. Check them out. You're back with us.
Yeah, sorry about that.
It's okay.
I don't know what it is. It must be the Skype gods.
Yes, it must be.
They don't like us tonight.
Must be.
All right. Are we ready?
Yes.
Go for okay. It. At least it's not a complete drop.
Right.
So what was I saying?
You were talking about 3 weeks ago you were...
Oh, so yeah, 3 weeks ago I had zero calls except for a guy that called me on Thursday night for me to go look at his problem that he fixed, and I didn't like that. I didn't feel comfortable, and it's the second time I've been to his place, and I guess I'm going to say one good excuse I have in the shop, so I'm sorry, I'm too busy in the shop, you're going to have to bring it down. So you can get to pick and choose your customers a little bit more,
right,
I guess.
Right.
But that's not, I mean, I talked to Kevin a few times, Kevin Akron Computer Guy.
Yeah.
And he's talked about a few times how he's just given up on some customers because he doesn't feel comfortable or he knows it's a bad situation.
Or they're heroin addicts.
Yeah. So, yeah. Or, you know, it's just crazy. So it's not worth it. It's not worth your safety. If you feel that, I mean, yeah, you're trying to get a call done or trying to help people, but sometimes it's time to give up on a person, you know, if it's not a safe situation. You got to keep that in mind. Keep your safety in mind. Don't worry about the computer. I
mean, yeah, or the money. Some people like value every single customer, even the crazies. And I always said, and you guys heard me say it before, if somebody's on your lines that's really giving you a problem and causing and being crazy or causing turbulence in your area, it's not worth it. It'll hurt your business more than help you. So just forget about that person.
Right. I mean, that's disturbing. I don't know what I would do if someone come into my shop, but I'll have to figure that out when it happens. But
yes.
Yeah, I don't. So we'll see if that ever happens.
What I did, Leaf, when people did that to me, and I just said, I'm sorry, I can't help you, and they would leave. And I'm not mean, or I don't make enemies of them. I just say, I'm sorry, I can't help you with this problem. This is the best I could do, or something like that, and mm-hmm. they go off to somebody else.
Right. No, that's good. I think that's what I have for jobs. I can talk about some more of the business stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's all right.
Totally.
All right. So one thing I didn't get to talk about before is most people know my name, NEPCService.com. But I liked the name when I first came up with it, but it doesn't what's called pass the phone test. All right. Have you ever heard of the phone test?
Pass the phone test?
All right. So if I tell you go to NEPCService.com, how do you spell it?
I would spell it how you spell it.
Well, if you say it on the phone, it doesn't pass the phone test, meaning I can say any as N-E, Northeast, or New England, or any as A-N-Y, which is what my registered name is.
Right.
So it doesn't pass the phone test because it doesn't, the name has multiple spellings, basically what it is. Oh, I had a crazy story about that because I had both domain names when I started, and you know, N-E as in Nancy Edward PC Service and N-E as in A-N-Y. And the day after I let the registration expire on N-E PC Service, because I looked at the stats and no one ever went there, I was on the phone with the service and they said, okay, so your website is N-E PC Service, right? I'm like, No, it's just like, oh, I didn't couldn't have caught that. And I was like, oh, you got to be kidding me. So I had to go back and get the other domain name, and now it forwards. So anybody that types in either ANY or NE goes there. So if you're choosing a business name, which is, you might be if you're just listening here, make sure it can pass what's called the phone test. I learned that from someone on Pod, that's one of the chat rooms. It's like your name doesn't pass the phone test. Which goes into another thing about names, right? My name is Leif. Most people, it's Leif, right? But people could either spell it grammatically correct or as leaf in a tree or get it totally wrong and put an S in there. I don't know how they do that. But here's a good tip is I have on my email system, my email is leaf@nepcservice.com, either ANY or NE, which is cool because my hosting provider for email lets me have forwarders. So I forwarded every different option that I thought people could type in to get my email address, and it will always get to me. So if they type in LEAF or LIEF or L what LEAS, if they even went to that far, and the email gets to me. So if you have a name that can be easily misspelt, don't make it hard for them and keep on repeating it. Just fix it on your end. Because I got an email today, and it was a login for a company that they set up for me, and they spelled my name wrong. But I got the email anyways because they spelled my name wrong. Because you don't want to miss an email. So that's definitely an interesting thing that someone might not think about, is if you have a name of your business or a name of yourself that's could be easily misspelt or mistaken, is to try to alleviate that pain. Another tip, also for your main email address, it's always good if I always recommend having a URL. Like a domain name with your email address. I mean, Yahoo and Gmail, you can get away with it for a while, but if you're trying to be a legitimate business, it's nice to have your email. I like using mail at any PC service. Something easy so people don't have to try to spell your name or anything like that. So I've done that before, help or support at. And it's just something simple that people might not think about, for an email, because a lot of correspondents go over email these days. So I have
Yeah,
that tip there.
I'm a big fan of that, of using mail. I use it for almost all my sites. And
Well, I even did a forwarder for mail, MALE.
yes, people do mess that up. They do.
I don't know. Just it could be the one person.
It. I've had them. People ask me to spell it. That's funny.
So I have that on there too. So
Good,
I
smart
don't know.
move.
Yeah, I don't know. People can mess things up. So I have.
Yes. I guess you need to assume that they're going to mess it up, or there's a high possibility it will be messed up.
Well, yeah,
I
me
mean, I
too.
get a lot of emails from people writing into the show, and spelling is not some people's strong point. So, yeah, definitely make it easy. Like, one of my staple things I always said was make it easy for the customer to contact you, whether it be like you have your site set up and a lot of plus points about that, having your phone number visible, or making it easy for them to email you is what you're talking about now. So.
Oh, speaking of, you remember the last time we talked, you were hazy about my chat on my website. You remember that? Because I have a chat that pops up for when you're on there. It says I'm online or offline. I'm offline right now, I believe, because I don't want people instant message me on the thing. I've actually got 4 or 5 jobs just from people chatting on my website in the last 2 months. They pick up the thing and they say hello, and I say chat back, and I've booked a screen replacement. I've booked an on-site job. I've booked a few different jobs. So I've had 4 or 5 jobs just from the chat window
Well,
without people calling me.
your chat window is smart, Leaf. I mean, because it actually says in there, and I have it up on the site or the video now. Let me know what computer problem is still bothering you. Well, actually, it knows I was already at your site because it says, "Thanks for coming back to my site. Let me know what computer problem is still bothering you," because that's really smart. Like we were talking about before, it makes it easy for the customer to contact you. I mean, the more ways they could contact you, they're going to pick the easiest method of doing that. And if this is that, then it's working
No,
out.
and if I'm offline, it sends an email to me. So, like I said, I really do like the Zop. It's called Zopim, Zopim.
Yeah.
If you come to my website, you'll see it's a big orange balloon on the corner. I recommend that. I like it. And like I said, if I'm offline or I can't sign into my instant, I use it over the instant messenger. You can go to a website and log in, but I use it through an instant messenger, so it's on the go and everything. But if you're not online, it sends an email, and the person leaves their information. And I have a call on Friday from someone leaving me a chat on my website 2 days ago. So It definitely does. It has worked. Now, when I first installed it, I hadn't gotten too much traffic from it, and you were skeptical about it. So that's my update on that. So
yeah,
it is.
Thanks for your update. I definitely did want to know how this was working out, and I actually think it's a good idea.
Yeah, because I mean, when you go to the contact forms on websites, they seem so outdated to me. But there's not very much else you can do. But the chat window pops right up, and you can just start typing right there. And it, like I said, it gets to you. And actually, a lot of Podnutzers have come to my website and say, "Oh yeah, I've seen you on Podnuts. You did a great job." And we start talking about different things, and I end up helping them, and it's a great thing. I mean, anybody can go there and. I mean, that also brings up your telemarketers and things. You can see people come in from India and Pakistan. I'm like, oh, great. Yeah, what are they going to want? Oh, yeah.
Do they write to you?
Oh, yeah, they start writing to me. And they say, would you like to buy some SEO? I'm like, yeah, okay, great. Have a nice day.
No, so
that's
sick
what they
of that.
Do.
I'm so sick of that.
And then you get the, I guess we want to talk about my website still. I've been doing a lot of blogging, actually. I have a blog on there. Well, not a lot. I like to do more. There's a blog that I do some articles and put some posts up. And I like to do more. And I've done a couple of YouTube videos talking about things. That's actually made my website rise in Google results quite a bit. So if you're looking for something a little bit, I mean, I'm not saying I'm a professional SEO at all. But my website has moved up the ranks quite a bit. And I do think that the blogging has helped me. Because some of the search terms that you come through Google for that I check regularly, my blog posts are coming up as the first result.
Awesome advice.
Blogging has been beneficial. It's a good way of reaching your customers too. I would have thought I would ever blog. I don't really consider myself a blogger, but I like to put little news trinkets out and whatever I can. It takes a lot of discipline though to do. I'm assuming it's just like the same as you trying to organize all the podcasts and videos, and it's a lot of work to do, but
yeah,
it's I'm seeing it as beneficial because I do keep all the tracking on my website using statcounter.com, and I see people come in all the time off my blog posts, and it's great. It's great traffic. So if you're looking for something to do or looking for something, you might raise your traffic through Google or the other search engines, try blogging or throw a blog on your website. Of course you need a blogging platform like WordPress is what I use.
Right. Now I'm looking at your site and I've seen the site a couple places now. Is this?
Oh yeah. You want to say that? it was only one of the two other people that I noticed, Laptop Maddox UK and I think Britech bought it just about the same time I did. And
is this a template?
It's a template. Yeah, you can buy it. You can actually. There's a link on the bottom if anybody's looking to get it. It's an affiliate link. I have to tell people that. I guess that's etiquette when you tell people about links. There's a link on the bottom of the site that you can go to and view different themes and things like that. I know Liam is used it. He liked it. I know who else? High Tech Geeks over in California. I've talked to him. He liked it. He's using it. Kevin is using it now. I mean, so a lot of people have picked up on the theme, and that's all right for me. It's the content that makes a difference. But yeah, it's a slick looking theme, and a lot of people are liking it these days. And it looks, it's working well.
It's really a nice looking theme, and you did something very smart on your actual page, and that's putting your phone number right at the very, very, very top.
Right. Now that's a graphic that I put on there. It's not clickable on a cell phone, but I mean, I have a special mobile site that I'm working on a mobile site right now myself. But it's on. Yeah, it's a header. It's on every page that you go to. Anything you click on, it's a static photo number, and anybody can pick up a phone anytime. I mean, I'm always changing. I'm always adding plugins. That's a good thing about WordPress. I don't know if people know what it is, but it's a platform, and you can add different software. They're called plugins on the back end, and you can do different things, throw different widgets, do different all different things you can do with the website.
Right.
I never knew about WordPress really until a few months ago. So it's taken me quite a bit in the last 3 months, I'd say. I've gone pretty far with it.
Yeah, it looks very versatile, and it offers you the blogging ability too, like you were talking about. So
right, yeah, no, and like I said, I think that makes a big difference because I'm seeing a lot of SEO coming from that.
That's great.
So that's pretty good.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Cool.
What else we got?
Well, that is up to you, my friend. If there's anything, if there's nothing else you want to talk about, we got two emails I could read, and that'll be it. You want me to read the emails?
We'll do one other thing, I think.
Yeah.
I've talked about before outsourcing or partnering.
Yeah.
There's one guy that does all business contracts in my area. He's got 11 business clients that he sees regularly. And him and I met for a breakfast meeting or coffee meeting, whatever you call it. I drank the coffee. He didn't. He doesn't drink coffee. But I don't know. I can't stand meetings at a coffee shop, but this doesn't seem anybody else can do any better. Him and I are actually going to we're going to kind of merge our business a little bit. Now that I'm out in an office, and he's going to bring some of his business knowledge, and he's going to help me with exchange and server stuff that I can get along with it, but I'm not a professional in it. And he's been in the industry for 10 years. I mean, this guy's local, next town over. And I actually found him through Craigslist too. I put a post maybe 8 months ago asking if anybody was out there in the area, and he responded. And we've been going back and forth. We met a few times, and him and his business and my business, we're going to do some business together, I guess I would say, and we're going to pull in some contracts that way.
So he's a computer repair business just like you?
Well, I think he's more considered a managed IT service because mm-hmm. he has service contracts, and he's remote and mobile, but he does only small businesses, I think 5 and up machines. So he's got some businesses that he does 20 users up to 100, 150. So he's got the service contracts that are guaranteed monthly. So he's doing quite well.
What did you put on Craigslist? Like, how did you find him, and what did you say?
I think it was in Craigslist. I don't know. Craigslist doesn't work too well for a lot of things, but it worked out for the last
the last two things that you tried to do. All right, as Leaf is frozen, and we'll be back soon. I wish I had some music to play for you guys while we have the technical difficulties. Oh, you're back now?
Tell me.
You're back. At least it's consistent. It takes about 5 seconds, and then you're back.
All right. Sorry.
No. I don't think it's your fault. But you were saying Craigslist has worked out for the last two things you tried to do on it.
Yeah, two big things. Yeah. So what I actually said was, this is about 9 months ago. I said, I think it did in computer business, whatever the section is for computer services. I said, I told where I was, and I said, is there anybody out here that would like to open up a shop with me? I'm like, so the original thought was I was going to try to find a location, and I was going to split it 50-50.
Mm-hmm.
And, that person, I would pay 50% of the rent, and the other person would pay 50% of the rent. And we'd actually do business, both of our businesses out of the same building, but separate the walk-ins and all this other stuff. So he was interested at that time, and things just didn't work out. We got busy with the spring and, the beginning of the summer. And I emailed him back again. I said, well, I'm about to go into a shop, and I said, I have a place down. This is just a few weeks ago. And I said, I'm going to be going into shop. I think we should talk. And he talked, and we just sat down, and he's got a lot of things, and he doesn't have any residential work, even though some of his customers are residential. So I don't know. We're not sure the details on it, but I feel the vibe something's going to happen with it, because he's going to help me with my business support. And I'll help him with his residential support. And if we merge our companies in a year, I mean, it might happen. So
that's great.
So that's ultra outsourcing, I guess you could say, working directly with someone. So it's a partnership, and we're going to keep things separate, but share the knowledge and share something, because having someone local is a great tool to have, and I bounced a few things off of him. So once I get really going in the next few weeks, you might even stop in and use my office as a sit down place, and we'll go from there.
Yeah, that's great. Smart, so, a really smart move. And you're doing something, Leaf, I don't think a lot of guys are, and you're really outflowing. I mean, putting your lines out there, and you're not afraid to communicate and find people and find things that you want. So that's a good quality, I think, that people should adopt. If you're not doing that, don't be afraid to just put out there what you want, because it seems like you're getting it, right?
Yeah, hold on 1 second.
Okay, this time it's not technical difficulties. It's just a pause in the action. I'm going to read an email here while Leaf is gone. And here we go. This one's from Kevin. He says, "Hey, Steve, here is a link to a virus removal program that I think is fantastic. Credit goes to Britech for finding this one, but I think that the owner deserves some time on a Podnuts show. Keep up the good work. Later." And I definitely am going to contact this person. The link is, this is pretty cool, to a, it looks like a program that some of you guys are using. It's called Carafred, C-A-R-I-F-R-E-D. And it's for the UVK, the ultra virus killer. Yeah, it looks, it's, you know, it looks pretty simple, nice interface. And it, and here's what it says on the website. "With simple and intuitive interface, UVK allows users to detect and delete trojans, rootkits, malware, and spyware from infected systems. It also includes lots of tools to repair Windows after the disinfection. So you got a process manager, you got startup entries and services, drivers and scheduled tasks, delete or replace files and folders, scan and create logs, different things like that, and it's free. So check it out. It's at carafred.com/UVK, which stands for the Ultra Virus Killer. So carafred.com/UVK. Kevin says that, what, let me find out exactly what he said about it again. A virus removal program that I think is fantastic. So thanks, Kevin, for bringing that. Thank you for Britech for finding that out and spreading the news about that one. Any cool free tools are welcome here, I'll tell you that. Awesome. Leaf, you back with us?
Yeah, sorry about that. It's a little one problem. My 2-year-old was saying goodnight.
Okay. All right, that's all right.
That's one thing that's not cool about working at home. Well, I love my kids, but they interrupt you at the greatest time.
No problem.
The ultravirus killer sounds interesting. I'll have to take a look at that.
Yeah. Here's another one. This is from Raphael. He says, "I was playing with G+ on my phone, Google Plus, on my phone. I've seen the comments of other people near my location, which I think is a good business opportunity to expand. What do you think?"
Oh, yeah.
Leaf, you're probably the guy to ask this. Have you used Google Plus or what for this?
I am on Google Plus, and the location stuff is great. I don't put my location on certain things, and I put a picture of setting up my office, and the guy from the next town over commented on my picture. I'm like, okay, who's this guy? I asked him where he was from, and he said it was next town over. And in the next post over, he offered me some used equipment, a couple servers for me to use for cheap money. So I have to go and look at them in a couple weeks here. So yeah, I agree. It can do a lot for business, just local stuff. I think that Google Plus is going to be definitely interesting. If you want to talk about Google Plus, a lot of people might not know.
Yeah.
Is that search results on Google are different if you're logged into Google Plus. People should take a look at this. If you do a search term and you're logged in and then you log out Google Plus, you'll see a different set of results. It's because the social integration of the search results are coming. So I know that it was funny. I was talking to Kevin one night on Skype, and I was asking him a question about Kaspersky. And he did a Google search for Kaspersky, and in the 10th result was a post that I posted on Google Plus about Kaspersky.
Really?
Yeah. So
that's
in
the regular Google rankings?
Well, no. It was when he was logged into Google Plus. Because he kept on telling me, he said, "Well, look, it's on this page. It's on this page." I said, "No, it's not." And because I was logged into Google Plus, but it doesn't keep your results. It keeps other people's results. It's very strange how. So this is something to take a look at. If you want to do a true Google search, I would suggest at this time logging out of Google Plus or use a different browser, because it is modifying results. And it just has to do with how many people are plusing one your website and who else in your circles recommends different sites. So it is modifying some searches. So just something to take a look at. It might be interesting. It might be a bad thing. We don't know yet.
Yeah, we don't know yet. But that is interesting. I've found different results from my own personal computers, even before Google Plus was around. Like Podnuts is ranked higher on my machines at my house than it is when I go to like Best Buy and do a Google search for it. So Google does know where you are, what you've typed, what you want to see, and tries to tailor it to you. So
Well, yeah, definitely. I think, but now they have the Google Plus integration with People Plus One and websites and commenting, and yeah. I mean, it's pulling everything in now. So it was definitely interesting when Kevin was doing a search on Kaspersky, that was coming up as a result and on the first page. So I mean, I guess yeah, if you get a lot of People Plus One on your site, you can jump up to the top.
Yes,
but you're staying in the same circles, so it's not really helping people. But yeah, I think it's going to be interesting for business. Like I said, someone saw my post locally and was commenting on it, and you know, I might make some money off of that. So we'll see. So I think that, you know, everything social is going to location too. I get a lot of Facebook traffic from that are local, and I'm starting to do some Foursquare stuff as well. So so we'll see. I mean, the social stuff is definitely interesting. It's for the younger crowd, I think, but. Yeah. They use computers too, so it's a good thing.
Yes, and they will continue to keep us posted on your social, what you're finding out in the social stuff, because that's
it's definitely the one other thing I'll talk about, we can probably wrap up after that, is it's a little bit of advertising. I tried a this is just information, not to discourage people, but I did a back to school, right before school started, newspaper advertising. Now, I know that newspaper, a lot of people say newspaper, you need to be in it consistently and over and over and over. But I threw my money there, and basically that's all I did. I did 4 ads over 2 weekends for back to school special, computer cleanups, repair, whatever. And I got 0 calls. And that ad's far, far gone now. And kind of feel kind of crappy afterwards that I spent $300. I asked them for a discount. I got it. $300 for 4 ads. So you got to be careful, I guess, where you're throwing your advertising money if you're going to advertise. Now, I know a lot of people I never really could get into the Google AdWords. I can't get it right, and the money isn't working. But I did find a good place I'm going to advertise starting in October. Is I found a local radio station that's in my city. It's an AM station. But you get a lot of the mature audience because it's like talk radio. My wife's for people that are 1 foot in the grave, but
they have computers too.
they might have computers, but I my clientele, I try to go as middle age. Someone I know that's not gonna, younger kids use the computers like I just said, but they can't pay the bill usually, or they don't own businesses. So that's where I'm going after. So I found a good advertising package at a local radio station that's in the city. So I know it's only going to hit the city. I mean, the outreach, but the main.
And we lost Leaf again.
And no.
Now you're back. Last thing I heard you say was outreach.
Oh, yeah. So the outreach is right in the city. But it doesn't go further, the signal. But they talk about the local news and what's going on, you know, everything right in the city. And I found a great deal. I think it was 13 weeks for 117 radio spots, which is crazy. And it was only going to cost me $300. So if you have a local radio station, check them out. See what they're going to see if you have one in the area, and you might be a good idea. I hear a lot of people advertising on there that I go to and other services. So that might be somewhere if you're looking for something new, something fresh, something to try, is a radio station, because it's a different type of ad medium. And like I said, newspaper didn't work for me.
That's the problem with ads. You just have to keep – you never know what's going to work in your location for that particular thing. You have to try it, and trying it costs money. And I always hated that about advertising. I wanted a sure thing. But it's like you said. I mean, it's like – trial and error. It's a good, but radio stations, right. Yeah, and probably are missed by a lot of people.
Right. Yeah. Well, I mean, then my wife said, "Well, I have my iPod. I don't use. No one listens to the radio anymore." I said, "Well, I'm not going after you. I'm not going after you. I don't need to have your business. I'm trying to go after. I'm trying to go right now. My focus is now going to be going after business customers. I have quite a few businesses that are in my building that could just if I just hit those, I'll be good for a while." It's so funny. I'll just say this one last thing. The property manager walked by the other day, and she's like, "Oh, there's our IT guy who's to a new client. So if you need any IT work, you can hire him." So I'm gonna scour the local building and see how many I can get for business. So that's pretty good.
Very smart move.
Yeah. So I think things are going. So when you see me in the next few months here, I think I'll be. I don't know where I'm going to be. It's going to be incredible at that point. So. I'm very excited for the future in the next few months. So keep working. If you feel you're struggling or you never know when you're going to turn the corner, just keep working at it. If you do good customer service, it will turn out and you'll be fine. Just be comfortable, be honest, and keep going. That's my tip for the day.
That's awesome, Leaf. Well, I definitely want to have you back on and see how things do go. I'm sure it's going to be more exciting as the months go on for you. So
right.
Definitely come back.
I plan on it.
Awesome. And if everybody watching, check this out. Let's win an award for Podnuts this year. There's the Podcast Awards, which I never promoted, and I never said let's win. But this year I want to win. So if you go to podcastawards.com, vote for Podnuts Daily. This is the show we're going to push. I just decided. Podnuts Daily all the way. Vote for the show. Let's win an award and put Podnuts on the map. What do you guys think? I think we're due this year. So let's do it. So appreciate anybody who wants to do that. Also, if you want to send us an email or a voicemail, you could do that. Just send me an email at mail@podnuts.com. I will read it on the show. Voicemails, you just call 7076-PODNUT on a phone, and we will get that and play that as well. I want to appreciate everybody who downloaded and is watching live, not watching live, however you're absorbing the content. It's fully appreciated. I want to thank Lee for coming on, and that's going to be it for Podnuts Daily for today, and we'll see you next time. Music for Podnuts Daily provided by Evan King at purevolume.com/Evan.